Michelle, are these deals actually deals? Should I feel that rush? Should I feel good that I'm you know, getting something that says it's 60% off?
I think most of the time it's not a real thing. It's a psychological thing. Consumer groups have looked at how the pricing is, and they found that the stores say it's a regular price and then it's discounted 50% off. But if you shop throughout the year or months leading up to the sale, it's never at the regular price. And here's what I tell people: you never save when you spend. So people are like, I save 50%, I save 75%. That's just nonsense. Saving means you put money in the bank. Saving means that you're putting money in your retirement account. But having said that, if you're watching an item and you have seen that perhaps it really is at a regular price through most of the year, and during the holiday season it may drop, then that's an opportunity for you to get that for less money. But stop saying that you're saving, because you're not saving.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to, like, banish that from my vocabulary now that you've told me that. Yeah, you're just going to be ringing in my ear every time I say I've saved all this money.
That's right. Say, I never save when I spend. And the reason why I say that is I'm not saying that people shouldn't be generous and give. This is the giving season. That's okay. But if you keep telling yourself, I save, I save, I save, and you're really not saving, you're just spending less money, all those bargains, when you look at the total, can really add up and put a ding in your budget. And some of that money could actually be going towards building your wealth. Mm-hmm. So that means saving for retirement, saving your kids' college fund, you know, maybe paying down some debt. So stop saying I saved. Just say, I spent less.
Yeah. And there's actually nothing wrong with that. In fact, you want to help people spend less. So you recently talked about five different types of holiday shoppers. You've identified five different categories. So can you just break down what are those types and what should be their shopping strategies?
I think there are five types of holiday shoppers. So one of is the overspender. So you set a budget, but you blow that budget by the first present that you buy. They set a budget, say, I'm only going to spend $300, and they spend $600. And a lot of that's because they just want to give. Mm-hmm. And then there's the twofer. This is the person who, when they go shopping, they buy one something for somebody and something for them.
Ooh, you know, that sounds fun.